Heavenly Father, I just come to you again this morning just to want to praise you again for the great God that you are, to praise you again for salvation you offer us through Jesus Christ, and we just thank you for all that, God. We pray that you would just give us wisdom this morning. We know that we have to seek that from you, and we just pray that you would just endow each one of us with the wisdom we need to have to make the decisions we want to make today. I pray, God, that you would be with those that might need your helping hand or your comforting hand or your healing hand, and we know that many of those, you know of each and every one, and can answer questions and answer those prayers in ways better than we might imagine. Pray, God, that you just watch over us today, just give us guidance, and we want to thank you again for the great blessings you pour out upon us. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting August 15th, 2016 at 9:02 a.m. Do we have any commission remarks? Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 441748 through 441894, warrant 6572 through 6576, a transfer from collector to buildings and grounds, and then three journal entries.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous minutes for August 4th and regular and executive session minutes for August 8th.
Move to approve the previous meeting minutes for August 4th and regular and executive session minutes for August 8th, 2016.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bristol Road discussion.
Some of the lines.
I colored pretty good, didn't I?
Man.
Looks like spaghetti.
Thank you.
This portion of it is a blow up that the property owner that has a one-acre parcel up there off of Bristol Road. This is located about halfway between F Highway and 160 there on the east side of 65. And it's where the flyover from the outer road connects this road, Bristol and Newport. When they were constructing the four lane on 65, this gentleman had a four-acre parcel that MoDOT bought 3 acres off of him to construct the highway, the outer road, and the bridge, and reconnect Bristol and Newport. You can see the in the layout there where the old road come up through there, and you see what I've highlighted there, the old road bed. He's asking if he can have that vacated and a part of the old road bed as part of his property. It's outside of the right-of-way of the new alignment, and so I told him I would probably need to bring that to you guys and get your opinion on this. I've also talked to Mr. Cotty, and it would be up to the property owner to pursue that and get an attorney and do the road vacate petition and all that. The aerial I showed you is kind of gives an idea about where it lays there, and it shows the road.
Where
he owns that 1 acre that has a parcel number 16 is what he has there, which it's not big enough to build a home on, but
that does he also own number 25? Where do you get the? You said he had 4 acres and the state bought 3.
He used to have where you see 14, that whole square there used to be part of his property,
okay.
And it was 4 acres in total. Before they've done the road construction.
So they essentially moved the road northwest?
Yeah. And we still have the old Newport roadbed still lies there, but it's in behind that tree line, and he would need to have all that surveyed for description of what he wants to vacate that's outside to right away there.
Well, what were you wanting for us? Just to make us aware of it?
Yeah, and after talking with Mr. Cotty, it'd be up to him to do all that. It's not on us.
Right, and it's not the time. It's just has to be done on a quarterly basis.
Right.
Just like all other road vacates and everything. But you're just bringing this to us to make us aware that they'll be coming this direction.
Yeah, making sure he didn't run into a roadblock later on if you guys weren't interested in giving up. I don't see any use in us having that piece of roadbed there. It's of no use to us as far as the road. We got plenty of right-of-way and plenty of drainage and everything. So.
And the reason it's coming is if the road vacates because it's not an actual parcel. It's just part of the old...
It's part of the old road right-of-way.
Road right-of-way?
Yeah. It's highlighted
in
gray there, you can see.
Right. Do we have new right-of-way then?
Right.
Off of Bristol?
And we're maintaining from the intersection north and south. MoDOT maintains across the bridge to that intersection. So.
Okay.
This gives me some direction what to tell the property owner.
I don't have a problem with it, but we can't really... I don't know if we can give you an answer of yay or nay until it's presented as a road vacate.
Okay. All right.
You might talk to these two and see what they say.
I'm all right with you to go ahead and proceed.
I'll get in contact with him then.
I got one question before we leave that. You make sure that who, on the portion that you have drawn in, Randy, that when you do a road vacate, you make sure he's aware that half of that goes to property owners on one side and half of it goes to the property owners on the other side when any time we vacate.
Okay.
Now, does that mean that the initial road that goes through there, does that mean that we end up with it? Or
well, see,
half of it? You see what I'm saying?
That's the part that'll come up into question because on the aerial where you see that 14, that belongs to MoDOT. That's part of the right-of-way, so
you make
essentially sense. That wouldn't necessarily fit, but that would be...
You make sure he's aware of that. That's all the thing.
Right. That's normally what would happen if you vacate half would go each direction. So.
Yeah. Well, there's also, we can sell. You can buy a right-of-way off of MoDOT, so why couldn't you buy a right-of-way off the county? I don't know. That'd be something Frank would have to look into. So just because it's not platted as a specific parcel, that doesn't mean you can't sell right-of-way, at least with the state. Now, in the circumstance that I'm familiar with, the state bought part of the right-of-way to begin with, and and then that party's trying to buy part of the back that's not used. So I don't know if that makes a difference or not. But.
Well, and the only part I'm talking about is what part still lays in the old right-of-way. If how much, I don't know until it's surveyed, and that's going to be on him to find out. And if any of it pertains to MoDOT, he's going to have to deal with them.
I'm just saying, yeah. So I'm just saying, as far as the county being able to do something other than the, like you said, half goes to one party and half goes to the other.
Right. So,
but I'm sure part of the legal description can be written up to where we can approve it. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't want, the reason I made the statement is I don't want him coming in here thinking that it's going to be resolved by the county commission on a situation to where a road vacate states one thing and we're trying to do something different. That's, I want to make him fully aware that the owner, whoever this is. So that's...
Okay.
Is that it?
Bro.
Fall cleanup.
We've had people calling, I think they even called your office, wanting to know when we're going to schedule our fall cleanup. And we usually schedule one day in the fall, and generally in October. And I figured October 22nd would work fairly well with us. As far as scheduling, if that works with you gentlemen, I mean, it'll be on Saturday. We always put it on a Saturday. In the spring, we do a Friday and Saturday.
Sounds good to me.
So we'll have to advertise a week or so ahead of time, and we usually put a programmable sign up, and then we bid out the roll-offs and that type of thing ahead of time. So.
Next on the agenda is Purple Wave discussion.
I have some vehicles I'd like to put on Purple Wave and some equipment. I have a trailer and I have two pickups. I have a backhoe if we get the engine back in it to put on there. And just see if you gentlemen want to go ahead and put this stuff on Purple Wave. Two of them. Three of them will require titles, you know, being signed and whatnot. We'll get a schedule. We'll put together a list. And I'm not sure how many vehicles Jimmy has ready to go, but there'll be a few there. I also have an air compressor out of the mechanic shop and a lift that I need to put on there. We replaced the lift, put in a little heavier duty type lift in there. The other one is still working, but with the arms and stuff bowing and bending on it, it just wasn't quite heavy enough for what he's using it for. So.
I'm fine with it.
I'm okay with it.
Yep.
All right.
All right, public administrator vehicle discussion.
Yeah, you can sit there. Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Last week, Carol Davis, public administrator, came before you all and requested a vehicle, and I think it was a tentative approval with an instruction for her to contact me. She came by, and we discussed the options. Obviously, the first option is to put something like this out for bid with just one vehicle. That, in my opinion, is not the best option, so I did some research on a state bid. I found two utility vehicle options that were available via the state bid, presented those to her, and basically turned the project over to her at that point. And then we were reminded that you all had instructed her to come back before you all with a plan today, and I'm doing that in her stead. The vehicle that she picked